Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop bunts towards third. Gulick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley throws to second, with Levy covering, and has Bishop trapped. There's the throw to Gulick, who tags Bishop for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gullick moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gullick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gulick moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blaeholder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Blaeholder. Finney moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. West throws the ball into Gulick, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hemsley out. One out. Merv Shea pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards third. Gulick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove bunts towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Sharon pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.